Hey everyone, welcome back to the Swears and Does Hair podcast. I'm your host, Sue Minsky, and today I have a very special guest for you. Today I have Renee from Renee Marie Academy. She is a bridal hair educator, and she has evolved her business into raising up the next generation of educators. So thank you so much for joining me today, Renee. I am so excited to have you on here to speak with the audience and tell them about how you have evolved your business and what you are doing for this next generation of hairstylists and educators. So can you take a few seconds to introduce yourself to anybody who somehow doesn't know who you are yet? Introduce yourself, tell them what you do, and then I will just kind of let you take it away.
Oh, Suzanne, thank you so much for having me on here today. It's really my pleasure. We have connected, we've known each other for the past, 3 years now, through Instagram, through the power of the gram. And there are really so many working parts, that come into play when it comes to, growing your business. But I'm just going to start out. And for those of you who do not know me, I have been in the industry for 20 years now. And 7 of those years, I have been a bridal hair educator. So it took me a long time in my journey to figure out what it is that I love the most, what I'm passionate about the most, and share that with the world. And the beauty of now is that you have the power of social media and Instagram to really help you navigate and decide what you want to do, because there's so much, there are endless possibilities of what you could do. So that's the beauty of it now. So you are just so lucky at this day and age, but also it can get complicated, right? You could look at others and be like, oh, I want to do this, that, and that, right? Because it looks so incredible for that other person. So I'm really about just having everyone customize their own journey. So the way that I customize my journey and how it's evolved was I started out as a hairstylist behind the chair. I was thrown out of cosmetology school. I graduated high school with my cosmetology license. I went to trade school on Long Island. I actually went to the beauty school that Mariah Carey went to when she actually went to beauty school, but it was next
to me. I didn't even know she went to cosmetology school.
Yeah, girl, she's a beauty school dropout. Yes.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So I went to beauty school on Long Island, and I just love Mariah Carey growing up. So I was like, oh, that's so cool. So I was super young, super ambitious to get out there. I joined in on all of the styling competitions. I did state finals. I just loved it. I loved doing all the prom hair. But like I said, back then, this is 19, 20 years ago. I'm not old.
We're the same age. It's okay.
Lord, but I'm just dating myself right now. There were not these opportunities that you guys have now. So around 2015, I started putting my stuff on Instagram, the photos of my work and collaborating with brands. That was the time where, influencers started to evolve, were up and coming. And that is where I got my first brand deals, because it was just so new, right? So I was one of those people that just started out in that era where there were all these influencers. So that's how I really got my traction, was just collaborating with brands and really taking any opportunity I could to get myself out there, whether that was, joining in the Behind the Chair Awards, right? Or Modern Salon, if they had some kind of competition. I always put myself out there. So really just sharing my passion. That's what has elevated me, and collaborating, right? So at that time, being an independent educator was on the rise too, right? We had our really established OG educators like Hair and Makeup by Steph, Mustafa, Lala, Confessions of a Hairstylist. And those were people in the industry that I really just idolized at that time. And it was at that time where I started to get people asking me on Instagram, ooh, can you, how did you do that look? And I was like, oh, wow, I'm getting people asking me. And I'll never forget, it was this makeup artist I was working with on a wedding at that time. And she's like, how did you do that? You just made that look so easy. But for me, it was easy, but to someone else, it's not. And that just opened my eyes. And I was like, oh my God, I can teach this. So it was August of 2015. I taught my first ever styling class, and I was hooked after that. It gave me just so much joy to see how much I can just elevate others in our industry by teaching them how to style hair so that they can have the ultimate joy in styling hair and, you know, book their brides and book their and have these happy brides and be able to have that, you know, that confidence within them. So that was like a powerful thing to know that I was like making a difference in this industry by being a bridal educator. And then from then it just, I just took off. And like I said, I collaborated with a ton of brands, Design Me, Kenra. I traveled to over 13 different states across the US. I've taught over 50 classes that were live. And then it was around 2019, I believe, or no, 2018, I launched my first online course. And then since then, I have launched multiple online courses and programs and just built a huge academy. So it's really been a journey. And I really have to say, like, the biggest thing that has really given me that like traction and building myself is not only just the perseverance that I put in and the hard work, but also collaborating with others. And that has really elevated me. Like, I've collaborated with Hair and Makeup by Steph. We taught 3 classes together. I've collaborated with Whitney, another well-known educator in our industry, WB Up Styles. I have, you know, been a part of those styling competitions. And I just taught live on stage at the Beyond the Ponytail Styling Awards as a platform artist. So
I was there. I saw you. That was your last class teaching live, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was like my last in-person styling class ever, which was just, it was my heart just like on stage. I was like, this is such a hard thing to announce. But if I had not kept that promise to myself, that was my promise to myself. Like, I taught my last in-person class alongside one of the students that I have been mentoring and teaching how to become an educator back in September. And then my like final class was on that stage at Beyond the Ponytail Styling Awards. And I say this all the time, if you don't speak it and actually take the action, like, you're not going to get anywhere, right? So I feel like I take action by actually speaking about it, because it's my promise, not only to others, but to myself, that I'm going to do this. And announcing that finale tour was one of the hardest things in my careers I've ever done, because it was such a big moment of growth for me to know that, wow, I am now ending this chapter that I just loved for so long, since 2015, of being a bridal hair educator and now becoming a mentor, a coach, and I am now training our future leaders and educators. That was a huge role to step into confidently, because do I feel like I have the credibility? 1000%. And that's why I'm going into it. But did I still have that pull of like, oh my God, I'm like leaving my students, you know, but I'm not leaving them. Like, I still have online courses and programs for them. Like, that's not going anywhere. But there was still that feeling, just like when I left behind the chair, like, I'm leaving my cut and color clients. Like, you feel that like in your heart, like, oh, this is such a piece of me that I identified with for so long, and now I'm letting it go. So that has been, that has been the evolution in a nutshell. And it has been in fact a journey.
Walk me through a little bit of like your emotional or thought process when it came to, okay, is it time? Am I ready? Is this that next step for me to focus where my passion is right now and really elevate these potential educators that are coming up that are going to be shaping the next generation of hairstylists and all of that? What was the moment where you were kind of like, maybe this is time?
Well, I have been seeing and I've been coaching others who want to become educators or who started their education journey, right? And I saw a lack of our industry of training for that. You have to be trained to become an educator. You cannot just say, hey, I'm going to be an educator and throw up some tutorials and do some classes. No.
People try.
But there is a whole evolution and thing that needs to happen in order for you to be a successful and effective educator. You have to do some self-awareness. you have to have that educator identity and figure out what kind of educator you're going to be. You're going to teach hair and makeup, great. What kind of hair and makeup? I mean, there's so much that goes into it. And not only that, presentation. I wanted to be a singer and actress growing up. I went to school for communications and business. I went to school for theater. I love being in the limelight. I have become an effective communicator and speaker because I've loved it from the beginning. And I've trained myself. And that's something that if it is not born within someone and they don't have that natural ability to want to present and speak. I mean, I was a freak in college, like in public speaking class, like, oh, I'll speak in front of 300 people. Like, what the hell is wrong with me, right? But that's me. And that's not everybody. And there are some incredibly talented people out there who can be educators and who are fully credible, but maybe that's the barrier that's keeping them from stepping into that. So I wanted to be able to train others how to become educators, how to develop the skill of communicating, how to develop themselves as an educator based on their expertise and what makes them credible. I wanted to do that for others because I never want anyone to feel like they're not good enough or they can't do it because they don't see the possibility. And someone before them has done it, myself, right? So I want to show you that way. And I really knew it was time because, like I said, I saw that gap that was missing in our industry. And because I have a huge passion for really helping others figure out what it is, what is their uniqueness that's great that they can, you know, serve others and do for others in this life where they have that full passion, where they love showing up at work every day, where they love their business, where they're making that, you know, they're making the money they want to make in return. Like, isn't that everyone's dream? Like, to do what you're absolutely joyful and passionate about and make sick money? Yes.
Absolutely. Like, yeah.
Everyone's dream. So if I can make that dream possible for as many people possible, that's what I'm going to do. And it really changed for me. And I'm trying not to get super emotional, but this is my why. Is back in when I created my first course in 2018, it was fueled from losing my brother. My brother, unfortunately, could not live in this world anymore. He took his own life. And that has been my why, because I never want anyone to feel like they're alone and they don't have the help. I want to be that light for people to see, you have help. I'm right here. Like, never put me up on a pedestal and be like, oh my, I can't be like Renee, or oh, look at Renee. Like, no, like, I'm a person too. I've gone through things. I've gone through a lot of things to get to where I am, just as anyone else is, but I have seeked out that help. Everyone needs help. So that has been like my mission since that point in time, and why I want to impact, you know, this industry so much by doing this. So there you go. There, that's it.
That's amazing. I think that finding your why is super important, because when you are chasing after goals for the right reason, I think you make better decisions, and you make decisions that are better in alignment with your life and with who you are. Because anybody can go to work and make money. And like, yes, we all need money and we all have these income goals, and it would be amazing to make, you know, $100,000, $200,000, $1 million, whatever. But when you can find a deeper meaning and a deeper purpose to doing what you're doing, and especially in an industry like education, it's about more than the money. And it really has to be about how are you stepping into other people's lives and holding their hand, whether it's for a 90-minute strategy session or a 6 months or a year or multiple years, however long that relationship last, you know, you are literally like holding somebody's hand at a vulnerable and important time of their life. How are you choosing to lead? And I think that, you know, you've approached this from such an amazing position of where you're like, no, I want to be there for somebody. I want to be that light. And I love that. I love that. I think that's so important. I see so many educators kind of popping up these days who you can feel that spark is missing. You know, you can kind of tell like they're in it more for the money, or they're in it for more, I don't know, just there's just something missing. And I've always connected with you, I feel like, from, you know, the first time that I met you, and through everything that you put out there online, I can feel your real passion for it. And I just wanted to kind of just say that I think that it's really amazing that you've found that reason and you found that why, and that is what has sparked this whole journey for you. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is. That was it. That was the moment. Cause you're right. Like, I was doing it from a different place before then. And I said, after that moment, I want to do something on a deeper and more meaningful level. That was just that moment for me. So I feel like anything that happens in our lives and, experiences that we have, that is what gives us that leverage amongst others. And we just have to utilize it in the right way, right?
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about how things are kind of evolving. So now that you are no longer teaching, you know, in-person classes and things like that, what's kind of going on behind the scenes, and what can people expect from you as far as like the hair education? How has the academy evolved?
Yeah. So the academy, I mean, it has been through the ringer because, you know, I started the academy, like I said, in 2018, and then boom, COVID happened. So, I mean, that was the birth of my second online course, which was my styling course. And then, you know, boom, we have to create something else because during that time, like, people couldn't financially afford certain things, right? So then I pivoted and I created my online subscription, which was a more affordable, you know, price point. So, and I wanted to have those variety of price points so that anyone can join, right? And then after that, that's when I noticed a gap of, hey, we need to have mentorship. We need to have guidance within our industry. It's not there. So I wanted to create that, which is where I birthed Bridal the Business. And Bridal the Business is a space where you can connect with like-minded beauties and have that. You need a connection. You need to talk to others. You need to be vulnerable, and you need to be able to like have a sounding board, because many of us, I mean, yeah, we talk to our husbands, our moms, our dads. They don't understand what the fuck we do.
No, like, they really don't. They don't.
So like, how incredible is it to have a space where you can talk to others in the industry, bounce off ideas, get that help, clarity, guidance? Like, that is what I wanted to offer because I didn't have that. And, you know, during that time, during COVID, is when I enrolled into a mentorship program. It was an entrepreneurial group. It was very like masculine. Like, I felt so out of place. I was like, wow, like no one in here is like in my industry, but it's teaching me things that are really like the fundamentals of business that I didn't learn as a bridal beauty in beauty school. And I was like inspired. I was like, wow, if I can bring that in and teach that in our industry and have that mentorship to go alongside it, that would be fire. So that was it. That was like that moment where I was like, I need to create this for people in our industry. So that's where Bridal the Business was birthed. And there are so many like aspiring, you know, bridal company owners in there or current bridal company owners in there. And we just are a sounding board for each other and just help each other out. And the extension of that is then leading into, okay, well, what if you've been a bridal company owner for a while, but you want to see yourself more as an authority and a leader and start educating? That's when I now just created Bridal the Business Mastery. So Mastery is like a fusion of my educators mastermind that I just hosted early this past summer up until now, the end of December. And now I've created a fusion of my mastermind and Bridal the Business to give you Bridal the Business Mastery. So that is where, if you want to be an educator in this industry, that's where you're going to want to go, because it teaches you all those things that I talked about when it comes to becoming an educator, getting that educator identity, all the essential components that you need to get that start in becoming an educator.
So is it like an online, like self-paced course, or is it more of like there's pre-recorded and then group coaching, or what's kind of the format of this?
So the beauty of it is that it's a hybrid.
Okay.
I created a hybrid model. So you will have a course. You'll have like the educator's course that'll guide you step by step in developing your identity, branding, marketing, like all the things that you need to know. And then we're also having live group coaching sessions. So we have them and just to keep you like on track, right? So to give you that help and guidance along the way. And then also intertwined in is not just group coaching, but one-on-one coaching support as well. So this is like high level, the most ultimate support you could ever get. That is what I wanted to create, because that is where I've seen the most progress for people, is when they have that accountability, when they're like, okay, it's a 6-month program. During these 6 months, I'm going to launch my first class. I'm going to start my email list. I'm going to create my first online offer. So you're doing it. Like, you're actively doing it. You have the accountability. We have the group coaching sessions to keep you on track. And then also in your own time, you can go ahead and take a look at the course as well and go through that as well. And like I said, I created this hybrid because building this academy, I've done all the things. I've done all different formats. So I've gotten to really see the progress with my students and what really works the most. So that's why I wanted to create, you know, something that had like all these different things, so it could help you on a more like high impact level.
That's awesome. So when it comes to like the Hairstyling Academy, it looks like some of your students that you have been educating to become hair educators are now kind of taking over. Is that how things are going in there? They're going to be the one that are like teaching the updos and all these styles and everything?
Yeah, it gives me freaking goosebumps, because the one thing that I'm just blessed to have, I love my students. Like, there are so many of them that have been with me from the beginning, since I started my first online course in 2018. And they have grown into such incredible people and have been invested in all of everything I offer, because they just want more and they want to keep leveling themselves up, which is just the beauty of it, right? And that's what I want. I want to have that longevity with my students and clients, because I want to continue elevating you. Like I said, it's a journey. I want to take you through that journey. So the beauty of it is many of them have taken my online courses for styling, or they've taken my Educators Mastermind. And these are the people that I have trained that are now taking over. Yes, because I'm not teaching hairstyling education anymore. So they're going to be the ones, my featured educators, teaching on my platform. And then also I have graduated many members in Bridal the Business to becoming mentors. So I want you guys to know there's like that continuous growth that can happen for you within my academy. It's not just like one-stop shop. Okay, I'm going to go there and you know, take some styling classes, great, and then leave. I want you in it for the long haul, because I want to see you succeed, and I have everything there for you to elevate you and take you to the next level.
That's awesome. I love that there's like this whole journey and this whole path, and people can kind of like a choose your own adventure kind of thing. You know, you can start out with like the styling subscription and whatnot and like learn the things. And then as you grow, there's more opportunities that open up to you. And I think that's kind of follows the evolution of so many people's careers. You know, we go to cosmetology school, we start working behind a chair somewhere, and then we discover a passion for something. And then it just opens up this whole world of possibilities for us. There's so many different little places that we can go. My career has taken so many different paths in the last 17 years, where it's like, I've gone to cosmetology school and esthetician school, and I've been a makeup artist, and I've done, you know, fashion week, and I've done commercial stuff, and I've done like TV commercials, and then I've done bridal, and now I'm an educator. And it's like, there's so many different cool paths and opportunities. And I love that you have something to kind of support people at so many different stages of where they are in the evolution of their career. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Like I said, it's a journey. It's a journey. So
it absolutely is. So what's next for you? Are you, you know, focused really on just this hybrid mastery kind of program and doing the coaching and things like that? How will you be showing up online kind of moving forward? Do you still have your podcast and everything too?
Oh yeah, girl. So I feel the podcast, that is going to take a huge overhaul this year. That's one of like going into 2024. I'm like, I love my podcast. It's my baby. I've had it for so long, but it's one of the things I really want to like pour some love into this year. But yes, I am just all about like that high level support for people, and just teaching others like to become our future leaders and educators. Like, that is my purpose. That's what gives me my drive. And I'm training those to then become the bridal hair educators, right? Whether it's within my academy or on their own. So that is where I'm going to be in Bridal the Business Mastery. And I actually just announced that I'm having my mentors that are in Bridal the Business, my mentorship program, they are taking over. So Trish and Rihanna, they have been mentors within that mentorship program for over a year now. Uh-huh. So they're going to be taking it over. But not to say that we don't have other trainings and videos where I myself am in it. That is still like within our like library of things. But yes, I will be at that high level part of my academy, and that's where I'll be showing up. That's what's happening.
Awesome. So if people want to connect with you and learn more about this, where can they find you online?
So you can go to Renee Marie Academy on Instagram. I also have a second Instagram exclusively for styling, but you'll see that in my bio on Renee Marie Academy. So everything is there. That is my hub where you can find all the things.
Yeah. And I'll make sure to include the link to that as well in the description for today's episode. Whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, wherever you listen, or whether you're tuning in to today's episode on YouTube, you can go to the show notes or the description and find the link for Renee for her Instagram. And then you can go to the link in her bio and find the links for all of the different educational opportunities that she has for you. So before we go, I just want to say thank you so much again for joining me today, Renee. It has been awesome. I love where you've evolved your career and your mission and just how genuine you are always in everything that you do with lifting this industry up. And I want to say thank you for joining me, but also thank you for everything that you do for the hairstyling industry, because you're definitely very much the light.
Oh my God. You just are incredible. And I'm so glad that you've had me come on here today as well. I mean, let's just keep this relationship going, flowing, girl. Like I said, we connected like 3 years ago, but this is what it's about. It's about the collaboration. It's about the conversations. It's about just elevating each other. So thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Absolutely. And I agree with that. I think that, you know, one of the reasons why I was like, oh yeah, I absolutely want to have Renee back on here is because there's no feeling of competition between the two of us. You know, it's always come from this wonderful place of collaboration and mutual respect. Like, you know, I educate people too. And, you know, I educate on business and things like that. And even though that is something that you do, to me, it's like, okay, cool. I don't feel that sense of competition. There's always been, you know, that mutual level of respect between the two of us. And so I was like, you know what? She has a new level to her career and I want to shout her out and I want to help support her and let my audience know what more they can do, because teaching people to become educators, that's not my specialty. You know, like I really love focusing in on the nitty gritty of mindset and systems and admin and pricing and all those kinds of things, the back end. And, you know, that side of things, when the people who are in there doing the weddings, and that is their goal and that is their focus. And that's who I speak to. And, you know, that's my ideal student clientele kind of thing. But I know that there are people who still listen who are like, no, I want to become an educator. And I was like, okay, I'm going to bring this opportunity to them in case they didn't know it existed, because I believe so much in relationships and collaboration. It's how I built my entire career in business. I was on there before Instagram was like a thing. It wasn't Facebook and Instagram and all, you know, the Knot and things like that. Like, that's how you got jobs. You had to make relationships with people in the industry first. People be old school about it and be like, oh yeah, hand out your business cards. And it's like, yeah, I came from the era of that's how you grew a business, by like literally pounding the pavement and going and making relationships and handing out business cards. And now we have this unique opportunity where so much of it is done online. But if people forget about that relationship aspect, they're literally closing so many doors for themselves. So yeah, I've always believed very strongly in, you know, the whole collaboration and the
relationship. I know. I feel like we should do like a whole nother episode about collaborating and what that looks like, because it is so easy to get like lost on the gram and just think about yourself and what you're doing and like, hello, what's the point of it? Is to connect, collaborate, community, right? Yeah, I feel like that's just a whole nother topic that is
absolutely. Maybe we'll schedule another another podcast episode where we really talk, dive deep into a collaboration. So if you're listening and you want to hear that episode, drop me a DM on Instagram and let me know. And well, if we get a bunch of people who are like, yeah, I want to hear it, we'll maybe schedule something. So, all right. Well, thank you again so much for joining me today. Thank you, everybody, for tuning into today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful new year. We're recording this in December, but this is going to be going up sometime in January. So I hope that your 2024 is starting out amazing for you. Don't forget to like and follow both myself and Renee so that you can get all of the best in bridal beauty education. And I will see you back next week.